The University of New Orleans welcomed back some of the first African-American students to attend the school when it became desegregated in 1958. Despite the 55 years that have passed since that time, many recalled vivid details of a painful transition. About 300 people attended a forum to listen as speakers described the hostile reception they received from students and faculty as they arrived at the former Louisiana State University, New Orleans, in September 1958. Dorothy Caulfield Poydras was interviewed by TV reporters as she stepped on campus. She was asked where she worked and replied, "The Broadway Bar." That bar was attacked nightly for months. She says attending the reunion filled her with emotion.
You know, when I walked on the campus, it just made me want to cry, you know, remembering those years and how we was received, you know, those years ago. It just makes you want to cry, really. I mean, you know, you look at it now, the times, the difference now and from what it was then. You just get full.
She ended up leaving school after enduring more than a year of abuse. She continued her education, though, and now she owns that bar. Joseph Narcisse says he was thrilled to attend university, but he found himself walking through a gauntlet of white students, hurling bottles and shouting racial insults. He stayed for 2 years before leaving to join the military. Several years later, he returned to UNO and finished his degree. He says that during his second enrollment, he remembers passing two young African-American men debating an issue.
I smiled when I heard him. You know, I said, well, things are getting better. And it just was nice to hear some black students speaking in the academic way. And it just felt like maybe we had a little bit of something to do with that.
UNO President Peter Foss told the former students that their courage paved the way for the school becoming open to people of all races. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.